is Allison Carter with the Special Needs Podcast. In the previous show, I explained vestibular sensory processing. I wanted to talk about proprioceptive sensory processing, or proprioception, next, because these two areas can go hand in hand. It's a little challenging talking about each sense on its own, because this is not reality most of the time. If one of these two areas is affected, many times the other one is, too. Vestibular and proprioception are two different things completely, but many of the strategies we use with kids that have issues with these areas are the same or very similar. I will get into that more later in this show. For now, I want to focus on the area of proprioceptive sensory processing specifically. By the way, if anyone is just listening to this show for the first time today, you may want to go back after listening and check out the first episode that I did. In that one, I talk about an overview of sensory processing and the senses in general. Also, I wanted to say thank you to those of you who have been listening to me through all of my first 7 episodes. I haven't heard from anyone yet, and it would be so nice to get an email from someone. I promise I won't share your email or bug you. I just simply want to know what you guys think about the show or whatever. It doesn't matter if you just say hi or hey, your voice is really annoying. Or I'd love to hear more about something in general about child development or sensory processing. Anything is great. Just let me know you're out there. I'm learning about podcasting and vlogging and more about website management and IT stuff than I ever thought I would, just in the past month or two. One of the things I've started to realize with this podcast is that the information I've been discussing is relevant to people who have kids with special needs, but that it could be useful information for any parent or person who has kids or is just curious about child development for whatever reason. I think there may be parents out there that are wondering about some of the things their own child is doing developmentally, but they may not think about it in terms of special needs at this point. Or people may just want to have some ideas of things to look out for as their child grows and develops. For example, with reflux, I've mentioned some of the signs of reflux that may not be obvious to people who don't know about it. Some kids don't have any other special needs or delays or anything, but they might have reflux for some reason. The information on what it might look like could be helpful to those parents. I want to try and reach those people, so I'm considering changing the name of this podcast from the Special Needs Podcast to something more general. The content will continue as it has been, but I'm hoping to change to a name that might pique the interest of a wider range of listeners. I will announce the change in an upcoming episode before I actually make it official, probably around the 10th episode. If anyone wants to make a suggestion for what the new name should be, just let me know and I will consider it when I make my decision. I don't think it will change anything for you guys except for the name that shows up on iTunes or whatever app you're listening on. Okay, I didn't mean to get off subject, but I wanted to say that before I get started. Now, for proprioception. Proprioception is where we get information from our muscles and joints to determine where our body is in space. The process starts with our muscles, joints, and connective tissue, which is the tissue that is underneath our skin and surrounds our muscles. These body parts send signals to our brain when we move or use these parts with force, like to pick something up. Then our brain tells those parts how fast or slow or hard or soft to move. A person who has these issues with this area may have trouble with, for example, writing on paper with a pencil with the appropriate amount of pressure. They may either write too light or so that you can't see what they've even written, or they could use so much pressure that they break the pencil or tear right through the paper with the pencil when they write. I've seen kids that continuously drop the crayon before they even get it to the paper when they're coloring. They're dropping it and picking it up repeatedly. They might barely push down and make a very light mark with it, or it falls again the second they try to make a mark. Or on the other side, I've seen kids that are holding onto the crayon with what I would call a death grip. You can see their knuckles even turn white from squeezing it so hard. Then they push so hard on the paper, they make very dark marks or break the crayon or rip the paper again. In either case, for today's discussion, we're looking at kids who have issues with proprioception. The muscles, joints, and tissues in their fingers, hands, arms, shoulders are all trying to figure out how much movement and pressure is appropriate for this task. However, it's not that simple. Not only are they using their arms to try to write, but they have to coordinate all the muscles, joints, and tissues in their head, neck, back, stomach, hips, legs, knees, ankles, feet, toes, basically their whole body all the way down, in order to be able to sit or stand or lay down and hold the position steady while they're trying to color. There's so much more that goes into this than most people would ever realize. This doesn't just affect coloring or writing activities, though. That was just one example. Some other symptoms with this might be that they're constantly moving, even when they're supposedly sitting still. They might bounce their legs up and down a lot while they're sitting. You know, those people that are always shaking their legs back and forth that drive you crazy when you're sitting by them. They may be just overall fidgety or like they have ants in their pants all the time. As an infant, they probably love to be swaddled in a blanket, and a lot of times they can't fall asleep unless they are swaddled pretty tightly. As they get older, they love to sleep with a heavier blanket or several blankets piled on top. They might love to wear tight-fitting clothes, like onesies or sleepers, tights, winter hats or skull caps. They might like to have their shoes tied real tight or the Velcro pulled tightly. You might see them chewing on clothing or pencils or toys that are not made for chewing, especially during a time when the child is no longer teething or going through the typical oral motor exploration stage. Babies go through that naturally when they're learning to explore their environment, but once they start learning how to play with toys, and once they get through the teething stages, they really shouldn't be putting toys in their mouth anymore as part of typical development. These kids generally love to be tickled. They love wrestling or other physical rough and tumble play. They may enjoy a lot of running, jumping, and especially crashing into things and landing on the ground. They often seem like they fall down quite a lot, but never really seem to get hurt. It takes a lot to make them cry from being hurt when they fall or bump into things. In fact, many times they may not even notice when they run into people or walls or furniture or anything else around them. This would also be considered what I would call poor body awareness. You might also see kids who have trouble with motor planning, which means they have a harder time learning new motor skills like riding a tricycle or a bike, or doing jumping jacks, standing on one foot, or just when they're learning how to walk up and down steps, or how to catch a ball, or doing songs with dance moves like head, shoulders, knees, and toes, or the hokey pokey. It can be confusing and frustrating for parents to see their kids struggle with these things, especially when they see that their child loves to move and be active so much, but they just seem to be uncoordinated and clumsy so much of the time. It doesn't always make sense why they're always moving and doing active things, but they're having trouble learning new movements, and they fall down so much when they're running or just walking around. It is often written off, at least for a while, because they don't seem to be getting hurt, even if they end up with a bruise on their forehead from bumping into something they didn't seem to notice was there. The pain receptors in the skin, connective tissue, muscles, and joints are not working properly or fast enough to make them aware that bumping their head into the back of the couch just now actually hurts. What can we do to help these kids? You can start by taking clues from all the things they do, crashing, jumping, rolling around, whatever it is they seem to prefer doing for activities, and use that to help them get more of those type of activities and in a way that will actually help them. The main thing to consider with them is pressure. Pressure on their joints, muscles, connective tissue, all the areas that are the senses that send the signals to our brain. By giving these areas extra pressure, you eventually get them to be stimulated enough to where the brain will respond and send signals back to those areas that will tell them what to do next. These kids naturally try to get the pressure by doing all the activities of the running and jumping and crashing. They just don't know how to get enough to make their body feel right again. This is similar to vestibular sensory processing, which I talked about in the previous show, where their bodies are trying to let them know they need certain movements or pressure, but they need help getting it the right way and the right amount of it. Let me give you some examples of the pressure that I'm talking about. Pressure on the joints and muscles happens with activities like crawling on your hands and knees, or walking on your hands and feet, or just wheelbarrow walking, which is walking on your hands while somebody holds your feet or your hips, jumping on a trampoline, or running, pushing a laundry basket full of toys across the floor, squeezing and playing with Play-Doh, or pedaling a tricycle or a bike. These are basically weight-bearing type activities, or activities where you use force from muscles and joints to get them done. Pressure on the connective tissue happens with activities like log rolling, which is where you roll across the floor and then go back the other way, or being sandwiched or squished between two large cushions with someone pushing down on the top one, rolling up in a blanket on the floor like a tortilla or a burrito. And this is with their arms and legs in the blanket and pushed up against their body while their head is still sticking out. They probably like being tickled or wrestling around for rough and tumble play. This is where they could wear a backpack with some weighted objects inside. And the amount of weight, of course, varies depending on each child's abilities and needs. And this one also fits into the joints and muscles group as well. Another activity that works for all the areas for proprioception is brushing. This is where you could buy a special sensory brush, and you brush their arms, hands, back, legs, and feet with it. There's a special way to do the brushing, so really is best if you have an OT or somebody who is actually familiar with the brushing show you how to do it correctly. But I just wanted you to be aware of it. And also, when you do the brushing, afterwards you do joint compressions, which is where you squeeze each of their joints to give each joint pressure directly in the area that you're working on. So again, this would be something that an OT would help you with. I don't want anyone to get injured from doing it incorrectly. This whole activity should be mentioned, though, because it can be very effective for a lot of kids. There are quite a lot of products on the market that are geared towards giving kids deep pressure. Some of these are things like pressure vests or pressure shirts or pants that they can wear, body socks, which is a Lycra thing that somebody makes that you can get in and basically push your arms and legs out as for resistive pressure. They make Lycra bed sheets that are stretchy, kind of the same thing as the body sock. There's sensory swings that are cocoon or hammock swings. And they even make a squeeze machine that kids roll through the middle of two large foam pads that literally squeeze them as they push through it from head to toe, front to back. There's an item called a disco sit that is made of the same material as therapy or yoga balls, but it's a flat disc instead. You fill it with a little bit of air so they can sit on it and get some movement and pressure while they're sitting, but it doesn't roll away or tip over like the balls. These can be helpful in letting kids get the movement and pressure they need while they're sitting and looking at books or playing with toys at the same time. I will put these links for these items on my show notes and on my Amazon links on my website for today. When we're thinking of activities to do with kids that have issues with proprioception, we need to make sure we're doing activities from both of the groups I mentioned before, so we can stimulate the muscles, connective tissue, and joints all effectively enough to help them feel calm, organized, and ready to play and learn. As with the vestibular system, the effects from doing these activities are temporary. This means you need to try and incorporate them at various times throughout the day, every day. Many times the activities will stimulate both the vestibular and proprioceptive areas, which really does seem to help these kids in general. And that's all I have for today. If you have any questions about this or other topics, please send me an email at Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, at mymidwesttherapy.com, and I will try my best to help answer any general questions. I can't make any diagnoses or specific recommendations for your individual child, but I can try to help you understand the concepts surrounding sensory processing and child development in general. Also, if you can go to my website, mymidwesttherapy.com, to see the items I posted that you might find interesting related to proprioceptive sensory processing. The products I have posted there are ones that I personally use with the families that I work with in private therapy. Thank you so much for listening today.